I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
Houston, we got a show.
Go Loopholes.
Landry Locker and John Lopez.
Okay, John, I thought the tips treats were for us as a show, so I gave them to my girl and added them to the Valentine's gift, okay?
And the strawberries.
They were
sitting
gifts
in the studio with a card that says, John, Landry, and Figgy. You took that card off and took all the Tiff's treats and chocolate-covered strawberries.
Now, first of all, it's...
And gave them to your girlfriend.
Right, first of all,
and took credit, I'm sure. You never told her. Yeah, by the way, these were free.
No, but listen.
You're in the loop on Houston's sports leader.
Your channel, 610.
Sports Radio 610.
Slowest sports day, my butts.
Yes.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you in the loop, episode 281. We are 2 weeks, 14 days away from the start of Texans training camp. John McClain's going to join us at 10:40. We are 20 days away from the Houston Astros making a move at the MLB trade deadline. We know that's going to happen. And tonight, there is one MLB game on the TV screen. One.
One?
No other game will be on your TV screen.
Not two.
No other American Athletic event will be on your TV screen. The Houston Astros will face the Texas Rangers. And I'm just going to start out by making everyone some money. I know tomorrow's payday. Let's go ahead and take the over as a show.
What's the over-under?
11.
Ooh.
11 Ooh. Is the over-under between the Astros and the Rangers tonight. Ooh. Let's take the over and let's win that bread. Let's treat tonight's game in which the Astros have the stage to themselves like a Super Bowl. Let's rally together and take the over 11 tonight. Landry Locker, John Lopez in the loop. Sports Radio 610.
Have we got a show?
We've got a show. And since it is the slowest sports day of the year, according to some, we're going to have random takes at the start of each segment.
Yeah, let's set that up a little bit, and you can call your friends, text your friends, tell them this is going to be a fun show. We've got a bunch of stuff that's going on. But just kind of like randomly at the start of every segment, we're just going to say something.
Say something. Say that's something.
Just a random
about life. Because thought. We are a full-service radio show. We are the show of the people. Shout out to all the loopholes. If you listen to us, you are a loophole. We appreciate you. We're getting through the week together. Just a random. We all got takes. 713-572-4610. Just a random thought.
A random
start
thought.
Because people say that there's not much going on
start.
In sports.
So what's the? So we got 12 random thoughts. We have 12 segments.
We do.
We have 12 random thoughts. What's your first one?
Well, I'll go ahead and say this. Yesterday was the ESPYs. It's one of the best sporting events or shows, award shows, in all of the land. Probably the best, I would say. I enjoy watching the ESPYs. I've been watching the ESPYs for a long, long time. And mm-hmm. I got to tell you this. I liked it better when ESPN, by the way, would do the countdown at the start of the show, and it was each day was a different thing. But that's old school. That might be me aging myself because a lot of these kids might not know what I'm talking about. But I'll tell you this. Yesterday, that was the most disgraceful hosting job I've seen in the history of not just the ESPYs, but in any award show in general. Tracy Morgan, much to the surprise of maybe a few, maybe some, maybe many, but not me, completely bombed yesterday. And I'll start my random take on the slowest sports day right now by saying this. Tracy Morgan is not funny. He's never been funny. He isn't funny. I'm happy that he's recovered from the car accident. I'm happy he's still working. I'm happy he's making money. I'm not a hater, but I will say this right now. Tracy Morgan, never been funny, Figgy.
Now, he has been funny.
No.
I wouldn't agree
No,
with
he
that.
Has not.
No, because he, like, on...
No, he has not.
He got moments.
On Third Rock, I mean, what is it? The
30 Rock.
30 Rock. Third Rock. Third Rock from the Sun and 30 Rock, I haven't computed. 30 Rock, he was great.
No.
But here's my take. So your random take
does
is...
Does not travel well with time, by the way.
We have 12 random
Watch
takes.
Watch it now. Watch it now. That. Not funny.
We have 12 random takes, one at the start of each segment today. The first one is Tracy Morgan has never been funny. That's yours.
Never.
I will agree with you that he was brutal to watch last night.
Awful.
Brutal.
Hot garbage. Hot garbage.
I couldn't said it better. But he's been funny before.
No.
What my takeaway on that,
not.
My reaction before we get into the rest of this is Tracy Morgan is one of those guys that has to have a script. Has to have a script, and lots of takes, like lots of, you know, versions, no, filming takes.
He's not funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree, man. He has some moments, but we don't mention him with other comedians.
You know what he is? He's a poor man's Nick Turturro. He is a character actor that tries to do too much. He is terrible, not funny. 713-572-4610. Let me have it. Slowest sports day of the year, so we're going to have takes like that coming your way all throughout the show. Yesterday, Adam Schefter dropped a, quote, bomb on the NFL world. He said that the Texans will not hire a GM in 2019. We had an idea, courtesy of our own John McClain, who will join us at 1040, that was going to be the case. Matt Bazergan's basically going to take over for Brian Gain. You got Jack Easterby with a little bit of an increased role, and you got some other guys doing certain things. We'll get more into that with John McClain, but we've had an idea about this, and we've been trying to get to know this front office over the course of the show. We actually talked about Matt Bazergan a few weeks ago. Just so you know, Matt Bazergan was with the Jets for 14 years. He's going to oversee the scouting department. If you don't know about Matt Bazergan, let me just give you a taste of the man overseeing the scouting report. This is Matt Bazergan talking about how he evaluates draft prospects.
The grade is fluid. You might go in August. You're like, man, maybe he looks a little better. You see him in August. The coaches are talking him up. So maybe you move him up to, say, a fifth-round grade. Now, that fifth-round grade might stay when you go back in November. His performance, it might elevate him to a fourth-round grade. And that grade will stay fluid, mainly all the way up until post-combine. And then we go right to the position coach. He'll comprise a film of select plays that he'll go through with the player, and you just try to get a feel for their football knowledge, what their system was like, how comfortable they are in a stressful setting for them, how they handle themselves in a somewhat stressful situation.
That's courtesy of the New York Jets. He spent 14 years with the Jets. He could be a future GM in the league, but we've been talking about it for a while. He's going to be the guy who basically takes over for Brian Gain. You then have Jack Easterby. We don't know what his role is going to be, but I've said this 100 times because we've heard the words of Jack Easterby on this show. He was at South Carolina. He was with the Patriots for 5-6 years, won 3 Super Bowl rings. I don't know what Jack Easterby is going to do, but the one thing I do know about Jack Easterby is I want him on my team. I want him in my building on my team. I think the ceiling is high as to how he can impact an NFL franchise, but he had Bill Belichick's ultimate respect. I want that guy in my building. We know that. And then we have Chris Olsen, who's basically going to oversee the cap. Jamie Root's going to do all the business side. And then we don't know what exactly Bill O'Brien does. Does he have final say? That's something we can get into with John McClain. But this organizational structure, it was confirmed yesterday by Adam Schefter, but we've been assuming and looking at this for a long time right here on Sports Radio 610.
And James Lipfert, who is their director of college scouting, is going to be on there with Adam Schefter. Now John McClain's going to be joining
us. Schefter?
Huh?
Did you say with Adam Schefter?
He's the Texans director of college.
Oh, okay,
scouting.
Okay.
He's also on the brain trust there, office that Schefter tweeted about. You just didn't mention him. On Bazergan, I think that's kind of cookie cutter scouting 101 professional. I'm not saying it's bad or he's not. He's inept. I'm just saying that's kind of what every director of scouting and professional scouting, college scouting, has that process. So
I was actually kind of impressed with it.
No, it's impressive. It's impressive that he does that, but I think that's one of those cookie cutter kind of things. I want to talk about this Schefter tweet because it's when I read it, I'm like, how is this news? Because we've been sort of speculating, talking about it, et cetera. And then I realized it is news because Schefter, has basically gotten it from someone there, one of the horse's mouths, if you will, that, yes, if you were wondering about, any official changes of title, any official interim kind of guy, like, Bazergan is going to be acting general manager, don't wonder about that anymore. McClain has talked about this in the past, but we didn't really know. You know what I mean? So the Texans don't have a general manager officially. I've never really liked that idea, but if they feel like they're confident that nothing's going to change with Nick Caserio between now and 10 or 11 months from now, and they still think they can get that guy, by the way, if they still think they can get that guy and they have reason to believe they can get that guy, I'm not so sure that tampering charges aren't going to be filed again, because how would they know? You know what I'm saying? How would they know that?
Well, he would no longer be under contract, though.
No, I'm saying to make the decision now, we'll wait.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? To make the decision, I will wait. How do they know that they can wait and still get him? Well, what I would be wondering.
My thing would be this. If we're talking about it, and we're talking about Adam Schefter confirming what John McClain's been talking about right here on Houston Sports Leader Sports Radio 610. He's going to be in the building actually in 30 minutes, and we can ask him about this. I don't know that they're 100% set on hiring Nick Caserio anymore.
Well, that's their story, but this tells you that they are.
I feel like this is an opportunity, and I feel like a lot of people in the world get these kind of opportunities where ideally, you know, you would like to have a GM in place, but a lot of times someone gets fired and then people are called upon to take on more responsibility, and, mm-hmm. and maybe this is just an opportunity for these guys who the Texans clearly trusted because they had them hired in the first place. They're not bringing anyone into the building. It's a chance.
But you have to have that guy that says, all right, this is what we're going to do.
I mean, they have that guy. We just don't know who it
is. Cal McNair?
We don't
is
know.
It, yeah.
Just because we don't know who it is doesn't mean they have that guy. I think it's Easter
B. I think it's Easter B, but I don't know that. You know, it could be Cal. Could be Bill O'Brien, which I think is a little bit dangerous considering everything else that he does. Heck, it could be Bazarkin. You know, somebody tweeted this yesterday, and I thought it was a pretty interesting tweet, a good way to look at this. Not having a general manager and having these four dudes doing this is like saying, asking four different people, order a pizza for us. I think it's a good way to put it. Like if I said, let's just do this, us three. Figgy, order a pizza for us, your favorite pizza. What is it?
Pepperoni.
And what else?
That's all he has, John.
All right, what's your favorite? Order a pizza for
Supreme.
Us. Meat Lovers.
All right. And I like peppers and mushrooms on mine with Canadian bacon and Italian sausage.
I can go with it. I can go with either of these.
Right. But who's making the decision?
Me.
No, I am.
No, me.
No, I am. No,
no
Figgy.
No,
is.
I got it.
No, I am.
No,
Figgy
I got
is.
It. No, no,
you
me.
Are.
No, me.
No, Figgy.
No, for real.
No, I am.
No, I already, no, placed, for real. The already placed the order.
Right.
No, it's already See, coming. It's already on its way.
That's my point. That's what makes this so interesting. Because, like, is Bill O'Brien saying, no, I'm ordering. I'm making the order. Or is Easterby saying, no, you're not. I got this. This is what we're going to do. Or is it Bazarkin?
Let me put you on the spot right now. Mm-hmm. I'm going to put the OG on the spot.
That's fine.
This is off the dome right now. Because mm-hmm. we're talking about pizza. We're talking about the Texans GM regime. And we're talking about a lot of voices and the uncertainty. We don't know. We assume that somebody's going to make that decision. We just don't have certainty with who that is. But I don't know that we've ever known that. That's the thing.
Oh, we
me.
Knew with Rick Smith and we knew with Brian Gay.
Did we?
John McClain would sit there every week and say, you know, Bill O'Brien signs off on every decision, but it's in his contract. How many times you heard John McClain say that? It's in Rick Smith's contract. It's in Brian Gaines' contract that they have final decision.
But this is
on personnel.
But I mean,
no buts. That's the way it was. We knew who made the final decision. Now we don't.
Well, then if Bill O'Brien was already making the final decision, then how would that be new?
No, Bill O'Brien wasn't.
Well, my argument would be this: if Bill O'Brien wasn't making the final decision, then can I just completely crumble up that Mike Florio report from Pro Football Talk and throw it away in the trash can?
Regarding
that J.D. Clowney and the decision whether or not to lock him up long term, there was a disagreement between Bill O'Brien and Brian Gain on that, and Brian Gain wanted to lock up Clowney long term. Bill O'Brien did not. If I'm supposed to believe that Brian Gain had the final say before that, then why doesn't J.D. Clowney have a long-term deal now?
No, not necessarily. You can't do that because I think Brian Gain might have told him, and we might be onto something here. That might have been the rift. That might have been the problem. Brian Gain said, no, I have final say. It says in my contract, and then, you know, Bill O'Brien threw a hissy fit, and then that's how it – how are you going to put me on the spot?
I was going to put you on the spot. I was going to ask you real quick. You have 5 seconds to order to say this right now, okay?
Okay.
I want you to tell me, what kind of pizza does Bill O'Brien order? Go.
Oh, he's just pepperoni and cheese. Plain old pepperoni and cheese. Oh, no, hold on. He's from Boston, right?
Right.
Oh, I'll bet you
I bet it's just cheese. I bet it's just cheese.
I agree.
No, I bet you he's a Canadian.
Extra cheese, bro.
No. He's a Canadian bacon guy.
Straight cheese, bro. This needs to be a question we ask every Texan we interview during camp. What kind of pizza do you get? And we have to guess before. We got to do this,
don't
okay?
Don't the Bostoners like Canadian bacon on their pizza?
They like just cheese on the pie. What about Jack Easterby? What does Jack Easterby order on his pizza?
He's just cheese.
You think?
Yeah, he's just cheese.
Nah, Easterby's pepperoni.
No. All he's too health conscious. He's all about doing things, you know, simple.
He's too unselfish to order just cheese. I think Jack Easterby is a man that, you know, he's very charismatic, and he's not going to order just cheese because he knows the majority of people like toppings. So I think he would go with pepperoni. I think he'd go with the flow. What does Cal McNair order on his pizza?
Everything.
He's a meat lover. Yeah, he's a meat lover. Okay. I agree with you.
All right. We're just solving all the mysteries
today. Apparently in Boston, they like Greek pizza, Greek-style pizza.
What the hell is that?
That's the one. It's really good. There's a good place. What's it called? Brooklyn Pizzeria up in Humble. It has a good Greek pizza.
Yeah, I'm not feeling that. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig on what's supposed to be the slowest day in sports. We ain't buying that. Astros got the stage to themselves. Texans 2 weeks away from training camp, and we are solving all the world's problems. We're going to have a random take at the top of each segment. And the OG John Lopez, he has an issue with a list put together by his former employer. He's going to fix it. The OG's 10 most influential people in Houston sports next.
What? Order a bunch of pizzas.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.